Welcome back, Toby. How was the Netherlands?
It was fantastic. I had a great time and I learned a lot about the market.
Well, great. Let's get down to business then. What did you learn?
Well, first of all, the average rent in Amsterdam is approximately 980 per month. And that means...
I'm sorry to interrupt. How much is the average rent per month?
It's $980 per month. As I was saying, the average rent is 980 per month. And I talked to Mr. Jensen and he said that...
I'm sorry to interrupt again. Who did you talk to?
Richard Jensen. He is an expert in real estate and investment in the Netherlands.
Ah, I see.
He was very helpful. He told me that the housing prices are skyrocketing, largely due to serious supply shortages.
So basically, there's not enough houses in Amsterdam.
Exactly. Housing prices have increased by approximately 13% this year, which is huge.
Housing prices increased by how much?
13, that's 13%. Now, we believe these price increases are likely to continue for at least the next 5 years, so we should strike while the iron is hot and acquire properties quickly.
So, basically, what you're saying is we should buy as much property as we can as quickly as we can.
Well, not quite. I do think we should buy property quickly, but we should think twice before we buy rental properties with plans to convert them to commercial properties like shopping centers.
And why is that?
Well, Dutch laws make it extremely difficult to evict tenants. So purchasing a residential building and making it into a shopping center would be a risky proposition.
So in other words, we can't kick people out of their apartments. So we can't turn apartment buildings into shopping malls.
That's right. However, there may be another option for building an inner city shopping center. A large piece of land recently opened up in a central area. It's about 1,400 square meters.
How many square meters?
1,400. It used to be a school, but the city has moved the students to a larger school nearby. They have decided to rezone it as a commercial area. We would have to pay much more for construction costs, as the school would need to be knocked down completely. But despite the upfront costs, I believe in the long run, this is a much more fiscally attractive choice.
So you mean it would cost more in the beginning, but save us money in the end?
Exactly.